the challenge of trying to put together a game plan when you're not exactly sure who's going to be working at running back on Sunday?
Well, we have our set plays, and you try to take advantage of the abilities of the guys that are going to be there. It's each week is a challenge for various reasons, and we're working through it.
How do you feel about your options there?
Good.
This morning when we talked to Mike, he said that whether or not Eddie plays would influence the direction that they wanted or that he wants to go on offense. So what does that sort of mean? Does that mean there's an Eddie game plan and a non-Eddie game plan?
Well, I'll let Mike answer the question the way he wanted to answer it. I'm not going to expound on it.
Tom, you guys put in a lot of energy and effort with Callahan, and then, you know, you have to make a roster move with him. Was that tough?
Yeah, it's tough. That's a bad part of the business. I mean, when you set the roster at the end of training camp, that's usually a bad couple of days because you let some good players and good people go. And Joe certainly worked hard and had a very good preseason. But unfortunately, you know, the numbers start to come into effect at some point later on, and then the personnel people have to make decisions, and they're tough decisions. But he did a great job for us.
Tom, are you holding your breath a little bit that he maybe makes it through so you can keep working with him on the practice squad?
Well, Joe's been a great guy to have around on the practice field. He's been great in the meeting room, and obviously it's unfortunate if he's not back. If he can come back, that would be great.
Do you feel like that passing game is close to getting on track? You look at Aaron's stats, and they're just so Aaron-like. You know, we're talking 56% and all that kind of stuff. Do you feel like it's close to getting back to where you're accustomed to seeing it?
Well, I think we had some opportunities. I'll just talk about the last game. We had some opportunities that, for whatever reason, didn't pan out the way we wanted. Either, you know, a throw might have been off a little bit, or a contested catch wasn't made. You just keep working. Work hard in practice, and when you work hard, usually good things happen, and we're hoping that we can be as productive as possible this Sunday.
Tom, what do you I know it's more complicated than one thing. I get that. But when you look at what you guys have accomplished offensively, and especially in the passing game historically, what we see now does not match that. Is it always something different that's kind of going awry that's preventing you guys to really getting back to yourselves? And where's your confidence level that, you know, in a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, it'll really start humming again, given that guy.
I don't think we're far away. The guys are practicing hard. They're working to get better. So it's just a matter of having some things click in the game and getting some confidence and building on that. But as I said, you look at the last game, there were some plays that could have been big plays that for whatever reason didn't happen. And it wasn't you can't put your finger on any one reason as to why they didn't happen, but at some point they will, and that's what we're working towards.
You guys have always been, as an offensive brain trust, pretty adaptable. Once upon a time, you were big on rolling different personnel in for almost every play. Mm-hmm. And then you guys got the no-huddle going to the extent that you did. What did you think about the way things worked early in the game on Sunday night, where you went back to rolling different personnel a lot? And is that something that can – in what ways do you think that can really help you guys offensively if you decide to utilize it?
Well, it allows you to play more people, so that in a no-huddle situation, you can substitute. But for the most part, the guys who were in there at the start played the vast majority of the plays, so that you know, that can affect them at the end of the game. They can be more tired than obviously at the beginning of the game, and people aren't people who aren't on the starting group haven't been didn't get a lot of opportunity. So that can help you. It can make it more difficult on the opposing team. They have to see who's coming in, who's coming out. It makes it difficult for them determining what call might have to be made based on the personnel group going in. And if you do that quickly and huddle up and get to the line quickly, it can have an effect on them.
Those all sound like great reasons to do it. So the reason you guys kind of went away from it was because the no huddle started to work so well for you the last couple of years? Is that kind of the reasoning?
Well, each year is different. You make an assessment based on the people you have and the approach you want to take. I mean, at times the no huddle was great because we had our obviously a lot of good people on the field and we were very effective. But we just, you know, everything's an evaluation and we're just looking to see what we can do to make ourselves as productive as possible.
Tom, do you feel like your offensive line's been pretty consistent? And if so, is that sometimes hard to get this early in the season, to get that kind of consistency?
Well, sometimes it is. Usually a team, you get better as you go along, and the offensive line in general, that's the case. But these guys, a lot of them have been playing together for a long time. They're very smart guys. They pick things up. They know what they know what they're supposed to do. They're very good technicians. So all those things combined, the experience, their intelligence, their work ethic, they're playing very well.
Tom, what did you think of just Randall's performance on Sunday, and what kind of spark did that give you guys offensively, you know, particularly in the second half with some of those conversions?
Oh, he played very well. You know, he made some made some difficult catches. He ran well after the catch near the end of the game there, where he converted the third down on a short catch and made a great run to get the first down. That was a very big play. It's unfortunate he had the touchdown catch called back because of a penalty. But you know, even if he had that, it would have been a great game. But he still played very, very well, and that's when he can do that for us. That obviously is a spark.
Tom,